This week on We Hate Movies, we're going into the Marvel Universe, and it's not as cool as they thought it was. It's The Punisher from 2004. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
And we hate movies. Welcome to We Hate Movies. Thank you for tuning in. As always, like we said up top, it's The Punisher from 2004, directed by Jonathan Hensley.
He's
more of a screenwriter, Chris Cabin. Yes. You got that filmography handy?
Well, Armageddon was the big one. Also, Nicolas Cage is next.
Oh, wow.
Which, really? It's just straight up bizarre. It's just such a shit show. It's him and Jennifer Beal, and like there's some time travel element.
Oh, nice!
I saw that movie, but I have no memory of it.
Yeah, same here. And I saw it in the fucking theater.
Oh, I did not do that.
And I was it's a Nicolas Cage movie. What a mistake!
Didn't he also? He's also the pen behind the first Fantastic Four movie.
Oh, really? He also did Die Hard with a Vengeance. That's something.
He did write Die Hard with a Vengeance, which is nice. That's before Armageddon, though.
Yeah.
So that's a bigger and better... Well, it's not a bigger movie, I guess, unfortunately.
A better
In
movie.
A fair world. Yodi also wrote, by the way, speaking of coming this Christmas, he wrote the original Jumanji.
Oh.
Yeah, so he was the one who came up with all those hilarious monkey jokes.
I guess he's getting probably a character credit off that new one,
I don't think they keep any of the characters, though. And I'll tell you one that he co-wrote that was terrible, and that's The Punisher. 2004.
Wait, didn't he also direct that too?
He did indeed, and it's a disaster.
Tell me more.
Well, it stars Thomas Jane.
Yeah.
You mean from HBO's Hung?
You are correct, Eric. You are correct.
Is that still on the air?
It is not. It died after two seasons.
What was the thing? The poster for that show was like him with a bunch of mannequin legs.
Yeah.
He had like
were those real lady legs?
He had a smile that was like, my dick is big today.
Yes.
Right?
That was
today
the whole
only.
Poster.
I feel like today only, huge penis.
I feel like if you went into a pizzeria, four people went into a pizzeria with TV t-shirts from HBO's Hung, they'll be like, yeah, you guys gotta go. Like, all I have to do is say HBO's Hung on it, like, yeah, you gotta get out of here.
Wasn't that the conceit of the show? Was he just had a huge cock and fuck?
And he becomes a gigolo.
Really?
With Jane Adams.
Yeah. Jane Adams was on that.
I thought you were gonna say, Eric, that made me think if, like, all gambling, what you were actually waiting to get your reward was bigger dick length.
Oh, man.
Like, if you shot craps and all of a sudden you won the craps.
Okay, so I walk into a casino.
Yes.
And I could go to the crap table.
Yes.
And if I roll right, I get a bigger dog.
Yes.
And if I roll wrong, do I take a crap?
No, it goes back.
It goes back?
Yeah.
What if there's nowhere to go back to?
Wait, are you guys talking about Jumanji again?
Yes.
It's Jumanji, but for penises. Thank you for tuning in this week.
You know how this movie's badass, by the way? How you know it's badass?
How's that?
It starts with like little animated bullet holes.
Somebody saw Kill Bill Volume 1 and was like, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, let's do that. Man, this movie fucking sucks.
It's not fun.
It's not fun. Like, the Dolph movie's fun as shit, and the Ray Stevenson one is fun as shit. You know why? One single reason. You see that old lady's head get turned right around.
It's a fun...
Right round, baby.
And you got Wayne Knight is microchipping that one. We're talking about this, obviously, because just 2 weeks ago, we had another mass shooting. No, we didn't.
The Punisher would be one, right?
Oh, like, my God, yeah.
Hey, by the way, this doesn't come out for like a couple weeks, so who knows? This country's terrible.
You know what? There's one every day. Yeah. Just turn off your head.
No, we're doing this because Netflix's The Punisher came out.
Oh, right.
With John Bernthal.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm like three episodes in, and you want to talk about some sweet, sweet nap time.
Oh, my. It's so boring.
I really like it.
So far, I'm bored.
I only saw two episodes so far, and I was really enjoying it.
It gets very good towards the end.
Why are you making me try to give a shit about microchip? I don't fucking care.
And I'm not stealing a joke because I saw people talking about this. One of the chatbot guys said it. But microchip should be fat. Microchip.
Of course he should be fat. Of course.
Yes.
Of course. Of course. Yeah.
But they already did that. Wayne Knight already did it, and he was, I mean, that was ridiculous.
And you know what? Wayne Knight's not doing anything
well,
now?
Well, we're kind of moving in a new direction of like a sexy Ed Snowden type.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is, and it's obnoxious. Also, by the way, and then we'll talk about this movie, but pretty sure, and it, like whenever the episode is where he discovers Microchip's identity, the Punisher in this show... None too thrilled he's Jewish. No.
No,
because there is... What's his fucking name that they make him in this show?
Frank Castle.
No, not Frank Castle.
Daniel Lieberman?
Oh, Lieberman, yeah.
Lieberman.
There is a fucking line reading where John Bernthal, as the Punisher, is like something Lieberman. And I was like, whoa, Punisher.
He could just be saying his name. But also...
I kind of agree with Eric. I don't know, man. I was getting a mild whiff of anti-Semitism.
Here's the thing. You look at the Punisher logo, you're like, what is this guy about? What is his politics, right?
Uh-huh.
And like, you look at everyone on Facebook who has that logo as their logo or like mixes it in with the police for some reason.
Yep, figure that out.
Because
like the Blue Lives Matter / the Punisher collab.
Because the cops tend to support him in these books. In the comic books, like they, especially in the Garth Ennis books specifically, or am I saying that right?
I think it's Garth Ennis
books. Like the cops are like completely on his side.
Hmm.
Ennis.
That's at the penis casino.
Yes.
Well, also about John Bernthal, this is my last parting shot, is he always sounds like he's moving a refrigerator when he's doing stuff.
Dude, there's a lot of...
It's like, ah!
Steve, that refrigerator is his heart. Be sensitive, okay?
Listen,
for a minute.
You guys wouldn't understand. He's a big, tough guy.
Yeah,
that's true.
Noises big, tough guys make.
That's true.
Tough noises.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the Punisher with the sledgehammer. I mean, I like Bernthal in general, and I like the portrayal. This show's just kind of pittering along.
Yeah, I'm going to keep watching. Like I said, I'm only 3 deep. I get fist deep, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, get at least 2, 6, or 7. That's where it really turns. But I still like the first
one. You know what's an exciting way to kick your movie off?
Uh-huh.
Set it in Tampa, Florida.
Yeah. Who? Why?
I don't know. Why couldn't this just be Miami? The sexier Tampa.
Tax credits?
That's what
I'm assuming.
Really? This was like a thing where like it was cheap to film in Tampa. And they're
Tampa's
like,
tax credits.
We'll take anything.
You can write off all the gators.
Now, in the comics, does it take place in Nye City?
I don't know if it's New York or what. I think it might be New York.
Big city, USA?
I know if we're going to... keep on going back to the Ennis one because that's what this is loosely based on.
Yeah,
I guess
mostly based on that. Yeah.
That was New York City.
Yeah,
and it was the Nucci crime family, not the Saints.
Yeah, right. The Saints.
Oh wait, because
I haven't gotten to that shit yet.
Howard Saint or something.
Yes.
Well, first.
Oh, it's that Saint.
Well, no, that's what we're talking.
I thought you were talking about the show has the Saint family.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. I'm confused.
This has nothing to do with Val Kilmer's The Saint?
No. Okay. He is not part of
better
the crime
movie.
Family.
I think this director wrote that, actually.
Really?
No. Let me just look it up real quick.
This guy wrote everything.
Let me just look it up real quick. Fuck you, screenplay for The Saint.
Nice. Really? Man, I got to check my underwear to see if he wrote his name on it.
Yeah, you know what? Check it out.
Because there might be shit on it.
Did he also write Shallow Grave? I mean, at this point, literally in anything.
It's Frank Castle. We open on a arms deal gone wrong, I guess. This is a terrible sting. A really, really bad sting.
It's out in the open, by the way. They're on the beach.
They're on the beach. It's the guy from Ocean's 11, the nerdy guy, whose name I'll never remember.
Yeah, I don't care.
The
Microchip.
He should be Microchip. That guy's a little, at least a doughy Microchip. But I don't need a sexy...
Here's my thing about this dude from Oceans. Later in this film, you see him with his shirt off.
Yeah.
And this actor's been working out.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be like a nerdy, flubby, fuck-up criminal. And I think this actor was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to be on camera with my shirt off.
100% it.
Dude, this guy's arms. Like, you look at him how he looks in the Ocean movies, which are years after this.
Yeah.
Or, like, I guess betwixt, actually.
Kind of, yeah.
Around this.
He's fucking jacked. It's weird. Like, the Punisher's torturing this guy, and I'm like, why is this guy?
It's 2004. You think he's dropping some stack or two?
Oh, totally. Ooh. Yes. Remember that craze?
No, what is this?
It was just a diet pill that probably killed a bunch of people.
Oh.
Probably, huh? Well, I mean, I think it's also because they, in that
stack
scene.
Stack them too high with stacker two. It two either by killed, two in a grave.
Killed people or killed marriages.
Mm-hmm. You're taking more of that stacker two.
And then he's so thin and sexy.
This is why I can't get pregnant.
Oh my God, yeah.
No, you didn't lose
stacker
weight.
Stacker two,
dude.
You'll shoot blanks.
You fucking got big. You
oh,
didn't
really?
Lose
you got
weight.
Big. Yeah. You got bigger.
Stacker.
Oh, wow. Is
not
this
shrinker?
That's no, I think you'd lose some weight, too.
Wait, but you got jacked off.
I don't know. Yeah,
you get jacked off on it. Does this have anything to do with HBO's hug?
Might very well. Might have been a subplot.
So it's the guy from whatever. He brings this kid who winds up being John Travolta's son.
Right.
To a arms deal. And Tom Jane, the first of many bad dye jobs.
This, I mean, you know, Frank Castle is supposed to be undercover, I guess, with his like famous jet black hair. They'd know who he was or whatever. But like,
hey,
yeah,
Frank,
he's dressed straight out of fucking Miami Vice. Man, yeah. He looks like he could be running with Colin Farrell.
Oh God, and he's got this accent. Like,
oh yeah,
like,
he's doing the Russian
like,
thing.
And like, his name's Otto Krieg.
Cool,
and that's what they got him. And like, so. I mean, what happened? They bust this thing.
But obviously, it's a trap for the authorities to get these people.
Right. Like, the second they do the deal and shake on it, everybody comes out of hiding.
I don't know how it turns into it. Like, they foolishly, they're like, oh, you know, it's a cool idea to like throw everyone off Frank's scent. We'll like shoot him with blanks and have squibs, and he'll fake die. But that just escalates everything to where like they're shooting actual criminals.
Well, I think that there's like a gun, someone like gestures with a gun.
Oh, I see.
And then one of the SWAT guys or whatever is like, he's got a gun, and they start firing. And I guess that's like the Castle failsafe. Like, if shit goes south,
gotcha.
Fake murder me.
There's a third party. Like, it's Krieg and the two, John Saint and Ocean's 11 guy. And there's another guy, and he has an Uzi.
Yeah. Oh.
And he just blasts off at one point.
And then you find out that this is like the third, like this is the last time he's retiring from the undercover game. And now that they're able to move from Tampa, everyone in the movie is very excited.
Everyone is super excited to be leaving Tampa. Yeah, so this thing goes south. Travolta's son gets murdered. And so then like Castle has like a brief retirement party where everybody's like... It's one of those like, oh, guys, you shouldn't have, but it's the Punisher, so nobody cares.
I don't think you do this in the FBI or CIA. I don't think you have a happy birthday.
It's a retirement party.
But even so, it would be off-site. It's not at the place where your body's taken.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Like, yeah, like he like rolls off the stretcher, and then there's like, surprise!
Like, what the fuck? Is this a clean house?
This is a botched operation where like three people are dead, and like one guy is like his handler or whatever is like, hey man, at least we beat the spread, and he's like, is that how this works? Like,
well, you know, it's people are dead, but it's people no one cares about.
Sure.
From the FBI's point of view,
that's
or the,
true,
whatever. So is it the FBI? It's just like,
yes, it is.
It is.
Is it?
Yes,
okay.
Because later on, there's a newspaper that refers to Frank Castle as ex-FBI instead of former.
Here's what doesn't make any sense. In the scene, in the shootout or whatever, where he's murdered, there's definitely like an EMT or like an agent or something.
Uh-huh.
Or it's like an agent and an EMT, and the guy does like time of death.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. For whose benefit?
It doesn't make any sense. So if this EMT is in on it,
mm-hmm,
and he's doing a fake time of death, who cares? Yeah. Nobody's paying attention. If this EMT is not in on it, he's a bad EMT because Frank Castle's clearly alive. So what are we fucking
he's
doing?
He's just a bad EMT. That's all it is.
Well, as we'll learn also, the Saints have their fingers everywhere so they could get security fucking footage from the site or something.
Guys, my wife is dead again. I'm just sleeping. He just pronounces everybody dead. Oh no, honey, the dog is dead. It's curled up by the fireplace.
Old man fell down in a parking lot. Yeah, time of death. I'm still alive.
Give it a minute. So they're moving to London.
Nice.
Frank Castle is taking his kid. They got a son.
They've got a, one boy, which is traditionally a boy and a girl, I think is how that works.
Yeah.
Right.
And wait, what?
In the comics, he's got two kids.
Okay, but in this, he's just got one.
He's just got the one.
And what is his full Christian name?
It's Frank Castle, but I think there's some stuff where...
The third?
No, this might be... I was reading this because I'm not a huge Punisher fan, but I was reading the Wikipedia a little bit. There's like a Castiglione kind of a thing.
So there definitely is.
I think it's like an Ellis Island chop job.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they let Italians through with that with their names so you can identify them.
I thought I was reading about this list, Stephen. It was something that Frank Castle changed himself.
Oh, I see.
Really? I think he was like, Castiglione, I'm going to be going after guys like that. Better change my name.
Also, I'm trying to make it on Broadway. It would just be easier.
When was the last time you saw Castiglione as president? Congratulations, President Castiglione.
Hey, I'll take it.
Yeah, I don't, please.
So before London, though, we have to make a quick stop in Puerto Rico, where I guess Roy Scheider lives and is hosting
dealer.
A family reunion.
He's a drug dealer.
Yeah, that makes sense, wouldn't it?
Is he Frank Castle's father-in-law?
He's credited as Frank Castle Sr.
Yeah, oh, is that right?
It's his father.
Oh, shit.
And did you hear how he got into this movie? Because it makes no sense him being in this movie for
tricked?
The amount of time
did
he
get tricked? Was he tricked?
Pick one of these cards.
No, you went to the Dick Casino.
Either your dick will get bigger or you have to do this movie.
One or the other.
He lost too much. He got too much in. The Shylock had to do it.
Wait, so why is he in this movie?
He was neighbors with the director and writer.
Oh, man, you're just inviting your neighbors to be in movies?
Did he know he was in a movie? Do you think this was the party?
I'm just imagining Roy Scheider like with groceries trying to get into his like brownstone apartment. And he's like, hey, Roy, how's it going? Oh, hey, man.
Now he's talking to me about this Punisher movie. You
know, oh, my God. You're free on Saturday. We're going to Puerto Rico.
Oh, my God. I'm such a big fan of the 7-Ups. What's this, Jaws? I never heard of it. What's that?
Speaking of, I was wondering, so like he goes to Puerto Rico, that's where this very big family reunion is happening.
Family reunion / eventual massacre.
Do you think maybe there was a Jaws Punisher after Roy Scheider? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's, you killed my family.
Yeah, I think that was. That's the shark in part 4.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the shark Punisher.
I just imagine that as like... Like the third quarter of Castaway, and he's just on a raft, like no clothes on. Where's that shark? I'm gonna get that shark with this wooden stick.
Now, at least something would happen in that movie.
Maybe.
So they go to Puerto Rico. Meanwhile, John Travolta is assessing the situation back home. He murders some dude who is supposed to be on the lookout for his kid.
But no, he picks up the guy from Ocean's 11, and he's like beating him down, and he's like, oh, you know, I could send you to prison where you'll die a very pornographic death.
Pornographic death. Now, was that in HBO's Hung?
Probably.
Sorry, I'll stop talking about that. But it's a terrible line.
Oh, one of many.
Right? Yep.
Well, this is Mr. Will Patton as Quentin, Howard Saint's number 2, the worst lines in this movie by a mile.
He's pretty terrible. Travolta's got some bad ones. The Punisher himself has some bad ones.
We haven't even gotten to the trio of losers yet.
The island of misfit toys.
So, but the weird thing is, I kind of misremembered this movie because I thought it was like, oh, is Travolta's just doing his swordfish character. I was like, nah, Travolta's asleep this entire movie.
He is. He's very much not over the top. I mean, that's why I said last week how like it's not really Travolta's fault that this movie is so bad. It can't be. He's not doing anything.
No.
It's funny that you say that because I had the exact same false memory. Yeah. I remembered him fucking tap dancing through this movie, and it's not the case. He's a somnambulist.
Wow.
Yeah.
That word of day calendar's working out, huh?
Yep. And I'm drinking.
Speaking of Travolta and this movie,
yeah.
I think he saw this. He saw Will Patton get that haircut, and he was like, yeah, I could do that. And that's what Taking a Fellow 1-2-3 is. He's dressed the exact same way.
He does have that bad, like, flat Caesar haircut.
And, like, little tiny sunglasses as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right. Oh, you're
and
right.
That, and that chop shop mustache.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really bad. So, but he picks up the dude from Ocean's 11, and he's like, "You were supposed to. Why did you bring my son to this thing?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Saint. I'll never do it again."
Yeah.
And he doesn't kill him, and it's like, and it actually causes a lot of problems for the rest of the movie. But like, you obviously kill this guy, right? Like, if you're a mafia guy,
you kill them all.
Yeah, you're a mafia guy. You're trying to get vengeance for your son. The guy that brings him to the meeting, against your wishes, by the way, is like, "You know, I didn't want my son doing anything like this."
Yeah.
That kid gets killed.
Yeah, I would boil his bones.
He has some line where he's like, "Oh, he insisted he wouldn't take no for an answer or whatever." I think, I mean, you definitely kill this guy,
yeah.
But that's also why Travolta kills this big bodyguard.
Yes.
Because it's like, you were bigger than my fucking little weasel son. You should have physically prevented him from going.
But it's the pilot of Jerry, because he gets like demoted to be his butler.
Yeah.
Like, is it, like he's
on his best behavior. Through the rest of this movie, it's like, I let you live, and you're not being fucked to death. So now, yeah, you have to fucking clean my huge mansion.
He's like cleaning his house. He's also a valet at points. Like,
yeah, he's like getting John Travolta his keys.
Could you just quit at that point and be like, you know, man, I'm just gonna go back?
No, that's.
I don't think you can't quit the mafia.
You're dead. Then you're definitely dead.
Oh,
then
I
you
see.
Are getting your bones boiled.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah. No. I mean, you are doing everything for this guy until he's rid of you.
Yeah. As we'll see very soon, Travolta is not like. It's not like it takes much to set him off.
That's true.
And like so. So the fact that this guy survives is insane to begin with.
So he winds up, they find a file on Frank Castle. Oh, like this Otto Krieg was actually Frank Castle. Oh, and they just so happen to know that he's going to, I don't know, maybe get a Facebook, maybe get an aim away message about like, can't wait to see my family in Puerto Rico.
There's, you know, and I guess, no, it's not efficient because this movie's also over 2 hours. Whew. So like, cut some shit elsewhere, but I need to figure out where they got this intel from. Will Patton just comes up with a little manila folder,
yes.
And he's like, here's literally everything on this man who was undercover FBI. Yeah. That can't be that easy to crack.
No.
Well, I also, like, okay, these people, the FBI clearly knows who Howard Saint and the Saint brothers are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why after, you know, this guy kills everybody.
Yeah.
Why after that would you say, oh, you want to go to Puerto Rico with your entire family?
Yeah. Like
and have a big party.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah. It's his son. Like, yeah, clearly put this dude in witness protection. Get him somewhere else.
Exactly.
He should be eating, you know, egg noodles and ketchup like a schnook.
That's what he should be doing.
So, by the way, Travolta has another son. And am I crazy here? It's just the same actor, but without the pencil mustache.
It's twins.
No.
Okay.
It's fake twins. Obviously.
Wait,
No, but that's what I'm saying. Yes. It's the same actor, yes. But one doesn't have a pencil mustache.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Totally
Welcome
sucks.
Welcome to 2004's The Punisher, my friend.
Get real twins, or, you know, don't.
Mm-hmm.
Or just don't make them twins, because who cares?
Just don't make them. How about don't make the movie?
Hire fat actors, hire real twins. That's what I want.
Yeah. We do have a fat actor coming up, so
even the scale, so to speak.
Mulholland Drives.
There
Laura,
it is,
Laura Herring.
There it is.
So they're in a car, and like it's like, well, what do you want to do, Mr. Saint? And he's like, well, yeah, we're gonna kill him. And then she like comes out of the darkness, and she's like, kill his whole family. And now I think. What she means is nuclear family.
Yes.
Like, I think she's like, you know what? Like,
hey,
how
man,
about
when in Rome?
No, end no, the no. bloodline. Every single castle in existence.
I want weird cousins, uncles.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm with Eric on this because later on, when she finds out that he killed the entire fucking bloodline, she is fucking horny as hell.
Oh,
she gets really horned up with that news. She really does.
She's ready to go because, oh man, you're telling me 35 people died.
Oh. How many old ladies again?
They were going to die anyway.
So, it's like, this is what would happen on the McAllister's vacation if we ever saw it. Like,
oh, man, fingers crossed, Buzz gets a bullet between the eyes.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Uncle Frank assassinated.
That's the scene when the guy ducks down and shoots underneath the house.
Man, so Roy Scheider like gives this toast about like this is a fucked up thing.
And we're rolling 40 deep in Puerto Rico. What a fucking obligation, by the way.
Oh, it's like a destination wedding.
Ridiculous. What are you paying for all those tickets?
I I don't know. I mean, because
or
this
is they
house,
Puerto Rican or do they like live there?
I think Roy Scheider is supposed to live there because he's got this classic gun collection in the house.
Yeah,
this isn't a fucking Airbnb.
The guy's clearly an international arms dealer.
Steve already said he's a drug dealer. I buy that.
Why all these guns? These like special old guns.
Yeah, this
is this guy's trade.
Is there like a prequel Punisher where like Frank Castle Sr. is like, you know, he's a G-man in like the 1950s or something?
Oh, he's at the Red Scare. He's killing all the wrong people for no reason.
just killing Jewish writers left and right. Everyone's like, dude, what are you doing?
He's having secret meetings with Joseph McCarthy in like parking garages.
You got to keep doing it.
Doing the Lord's work.
So he gives some speech, and I could not believe this detail. He's like, this is our first family reunion in 5 years. And then he says, which is too long. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Too long? I think the last time my family had a reunion, it was in the early 90s.
Exactly, and that's fine.
You know what my family calls a family reunion? A fucking funeral.
Yes.
That's when we all get together.
And that's the way it should be.
That's right.
You should never have family around.
Fucking 40 deep in Puerto Rico.
I get a fucking card for a family reunion in Puerto Rican. LOL in the garbage. I'm not paying for a fucking vacation.
Is that what you're writing on the on the postcard back?
Yes, it's a LOL.
Responding?
Yes, cannot attend.
Oh.
Or third box LOL in the garbage.
But get this. The garbage man finds it and poses as you.
And then murders the family.
And then murders your family. Or maybe, you know, does a better job at being a family member than you.
Wow, Steve lost weight.
Well, then,
and he's black.
Well, then you would get the entire SADC money.
Yeah.
So they're having a great time in Puerto Rico. And these Will Patton and these goons get down there ASAP.
They do. They get there really quickly. And it's because, we get Chekhov's House of Guns, which does happen to pay off pretty quickly.
Welcome to Chekhov's House of Guns, where you walk in store, you'll definitely be shot.
There are only 7. Pick. It's like a Zelda game.
You set up a house of guns in minute 16. By minute 17, we better be using them.
That's right.
That's classic screenwriting.
You know, you're talking minutes here, and that's something I have to give credit to the television show for. He is Punisher from the jump.
Of course.
Yes. You know, he's undercover, and he's, like, faked his death. Like, there's previous Punisher adventures that we don't know about in the show.
Well, there's Daredevil season 2. Season 2 or Daredevil.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, I didn't finish that.
You didn't see the trial of the Punisher. It was great.
Speaking of me falling asleep. I think I got 6 deep in that season 2. And I was like, I've had enough of this fucking foggy.
Yes, thank you. That is why I prefer this new Punisher show. Is, man, that fucking Froggy guy or whatever.
Foggy, I literally just said
Foggy Leghorn. And then...
Yes.
Like, it's like like that Iron Man's Happy Hoppy. It's like, shut up with these fat weirdos.
Well, you know, that's why you're fucking so pro this skinny microchip.
I think it is, because I have had it up to here with these fat weirdos.
You know what I've had enough to hear with, by the way, Marvel Netflix television show? Stop filming in the same fucking four warehouses in Long Island City at night. Let's go somewhere else that's not gold and brown.
We can tell.
Yes, we certainly can tell. Yes, it's the... The owl man is right there. He's like, oh, wait, this is Punisher?
The owl man.
All of a sudden, the shadows got a lot denser.
Elektra's just eating craft services. Like, I'm waiting for the next one.
This is the hands hideout,
right? Oh, no, it's where the military or whatever.
Are you doing an Elektra impression?
Yeah, she's like British or something on that show. I'm doing a really bad job.
She's not Greek?
Well, no, but she's got a British accent. You didn't watch any of that season 2, which is really good.
I thought you were doing a Jennifer Gardner impression. I was like, that kind of sounds like her.
So this family is murdered in exquisite fashion.
It's fantastic. The one piece of IMDb trivia that I loved was like, because Frank Castle's family is immediately murdered, and there's not like almost no dialogue from these people, or no dialogue whatsoever, aside from Roy Scheider, the whole family was made of stuntmen, and the children, which is my favorite part of it all, had to be children of stuntmen to get on set.
Really?
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Is that how you become a stuntman?
All right, Junior, show him what I taught you. Some little kid does a fucking barrel roll.
Well, it's like some safety officer. Whoa, 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 whoa. We're not putting a kid in the squibs. Oh, no, he's a stuntman. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. What are they, like carnies?
I think so. It seems like.
Like the fucking Flying Graysons? So, actually, it's great. Roy Scheider, like, takes Thomas Jane into the house, and he's like, here's this 19th century whatever the fuck, a bunch of gun lingo I blacked out during his reading of these lines. Then cut to Thomas Jane looking out on this patio, and you just see this old lady fucking get shot in the stomach, and he just goes, Mom? And then the games begin.
It's amazing. It is a stuntman hunt, man. They're going for everybody.
Stunt hunter? You could play that in an arcade at a bar.
I love the variety here. That's my favorite thing about this. Yeah. The guy trying to get on the motorcycle to go, and,
oh, yes!
and then he gets shot in the spine.
The coward taking the boat
the wind sailor. He's a wind sailing in the middle of this.
Dude, I think he was unrelated.
Yes.
I think he was just a dude on vacation.
I'm not with them.
Yeah, we're not checking IDs. Are you a castle or a castle adjacent? You know what I mean? Like, what about, all right, the family has to die, sure. But what about Cindy's boyfriend who just came to Puerto Rico for the first time?
Yep,
like that's exactly Cindy right. Castle, you know, his Frank's weird cousin who brought her boyfriend.
No, they're all going to die. Okay. Yeah. By the way, the best death in this sequence, I think, is one of these henchmen that's like, I don't know, they're shooting up people and then he's like trying to light the barbecue or something.
Oh my God, yes, I love this guy.
And then Frank Castle, he shoots like the gas tank and it all explodes and he turns into a dummy. Yes. And a dummy is very appreciated. I love seeing that dummy flop on the ground and burn.
What's awesome about that sequence though, I thought the same thing. I was like, why is this henchman like checking out this grill setup? Like,
he's gotta flip these burgers.
He's standing there like, these steaks are gonna burn.
Well, we didn't eat before we got here, so...
no sense wasting all this
food. It looks like most of them are dead at this point, honestly.
Wow, they had a good spread at this family reunion we just murdered everyone at.
It's just Brie. Oh my.
Then they knock over the pizza, and Buzz looks over and is like, you're a disease, Frank.
Samantha Mathis is Mrs. Castle,
by
the way.
Yeah.
She grabs the son and they like get in a Jeep and hightail it.
They were okay under this boat, I think. They're watching the carnage under a boat.
Yeah. And they, you know, should have stayed there.
Yes.
They make a run for it and then the henchmen all get in the truck. Frank Castle is following on a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Frank Castle...
A dirt bike.
Oh, it's a dirt bike.
Yes.
Well, first of all, Roy Scheider
gets... Shit, buddy, it's a dirt bike.
Roy Scheider gets stabbed in the back,
which is great.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of they're like back-to-back like cowboy shooting and whatever. And it's one of those he thought the dude was dead and he comes up and fucking murders him.
And then his last words are Frank, you only had me for 3 days.
Fuck.
I was gonna say they do have a weird shot of him just like Thomas Jane be like dead, and like it's just a shot of dead Roy Scheider.
Yeah,
and
not like any big speech or anything like that.
Which, you know, I'm all right with that.
Yeah, I'm fine. I actually prefer that.
So he takes off on this dirt bike. Thank you, Steve. Something you can't get a license plate for. And he's chasing after these dudes. Like, you know what, man? Just start aiming for tires.
Yes.
Doesn't do it. There's they go to a dock and
there's a big chase because she's got a boat on the back of her car, which is causing her all sorts of problems.
Yeah, and there's a big wreck and they run out on this dock. We don't see them get murdered.
Mm-hmm.
The Punisher gets there a little too late.
No, they get fucking run over by this Ford Explorer.
Do they really?
Yes, and they should.
Oh, they're run over?
I didn't see them run over.
They're both run over in the road.
Shot. The shot is the fucking car, the truck is going down the thing. They fall down. The car keeps going.
Hold on a second.
Oh, I totally missed that.
That sounds implied to me.
Although, and to Steve's the point Steve's trying to make is there's not a fucking puddle of meat and blood there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're just regular people kind of taking a nap.
I guess that's why I was confused. I just thought they got shot to death.
You know, this movie, the action shit is so fucking boring. The way this movie is shot is so sterile.
That is true.
It's dull as hell.
Up until the end, the last action scene, I think is great.
The parking lot?
Yes. It's and pre-parking lot.
It's funny. That is awesome. I'll say that much.
But yeah, to Eric's point, yeah, like all of the action, I mean, like, I like it because it's like, it's you feel like it's 70s style, kind of like you're seeing everyone get shot, but it's not exciting or...
No, it's
I appreciate it's not super stylized. I will say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I feel like I'm watching a sitcom. It doesn't have the laugh track. I guess I'm supplying that, but
that's what a large portion of this movie is. Yeah. As we'll see when we get to the apartments, a lot of this is sitcom shit. So
yeah, so they blow up the dock, and Frank Castle goes flying into the water like this dude would be dead.
Well, here's the thing: they fucking kill everybody. They kill the mailman. They kill everybody, and they get to Frank Castle. They have him, and it's the kid, the twin brother, and he's like, I'm going to kill you now, Frank Castle. I'm going to shoot you in the shoulder, and then I'm going to walk away.
Yep, that's right. Pretty badass.
Shoot this dude in the fucking face 16 times.
But then you don't get the satisfaction of blowing up a man who was alive before you lit the fuse.
That's true.
Yeah.
What's the fun in blowing up a corpse?
Yeah.
No pain. True. I want to know he had some pain.
Well, I also think that, like, why are you burning him alive anyway? Like, to hide the evidence? Like, dude, everybody knows what you did.
No, I think they just think it's cool. They're like, look, watch this. Watch this fucking badass move I'm about to do. It's like, all you idiots were using guns. I'm going to blow this man up.
I'm going to do an ollie right now.
Well, you got to use everything around you. This is cinema, Steve. Okay. Oh.
So he's found by some dude, and he nurses him back to health.
Previously relayed as a witch doctor.
What? Wait, I missed this?
Yes. That's a dropped line, and I'm sure a deleted scene as well.
Manuel the witch doctor.
Wait, do you think there's a deleted scene where he's raising his soul back into his body?
Oh, and instead of using chicken bones, he uses pigeon bones. So every time the music plays, Frank Castle's dancing.
No. He used Roy Schneider's bones.
Roy Schneider wasn't dead until after that movie walked out of.
Yes, there is a famous story of us upsetting the widow Schneider.
Schneider, there's no end there.
My God. So, but he's dead in the movie now.
Oh, yes.
And I'm saying the witch doctor could conceivably strip his corpse of flesh.
That's right.
And polish his bones down.
Bleach those bones.
Yeah, like the Predator would.
There's a really bad miniseries where Frank Castle comes back from the dead. And he's shooting angels and he's got angel guns or something.
What?
Is that another in the comics?
No, this is like pre-Ennis. This is like the doldrums of Punisher.
That sounds
horrible.
Wait,
what is this? The Animatrix?
Oh no, man! You want to fucking tie me to a chair and fucking put on the Animatrix? I'll tell you anything you want to know. I'll give up the whole fucking thing.
Wow, Steve just confessed to 9/11.
Dude, I tried to I made an honest effort to watch the Animatrix, and here is a preview of me watching the Animatrix. All right. 2 minutes of this one. Maybe the next short's better. 2 minutes of that one. Maybe the next short's better. I got finished with that whole miniseries in 2 minutes.
Well, here's a preview of me watching the Animatrix. Oh my laptop screen's kind of dirty. I'm just gonna do this. Oh, what's happening?
And here's a preview of me watching the Animatrix. This is HBO's Hung.
You said
that guy's
got
a Big Johnson.
They got. You think they got Big Johnsons in the Matrix?
Rather stay here with my Big Johnson.
Trinity, load Big Johnson protocol.
This witch doctor, I guess, nurses this dude back to health. He's got a fucking puka shell necklace on, I think, at one point.
He's got a fake fucking Phil Hartman beard. It's so silly.
Unfrozen caveman lawyer.
Yeah, and he's walking around with a crutch, and he gives the guy the crutch. You find out later in the movie that it's been 5.5 months.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's been a long recovery road for him.
A quick 5.5 months from being blown to smithereens and almost drowning.
I would take that, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Isn't this how Darkman got started, or what?
It's very similar. Mm-hmm.
Who would win, Darkman or the Punisher?
Darkman, come on.
Really?
He's got supernatural powers.
He could change his face.
All right. I'm just curious. You know,
Frank Castle can't change a face.
No, but he's got a lot of guns.
Oh, we've totally left out something that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And I don't know if it's comic specific, so forgive me. Uh-huh. But early in the film, the dumb little son is hey, Dad, I got you this T-shirt at the market. And it's the fucking Punisher T-shirt, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
When this motherfucker washes up on shore, whatever the hell's going on, the only thing left of his family is this tattered T-shirt. And he takes it? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. This is the only superhero whose origin story is a tattered T-shirt.
Thomas Jane just picks it up and is like, this is pretty clear copyright infringement. I don't know how you do things in Puerto Rico at the local stores.
Guess I'm fighting for the honor of Hot Topic.
Thank you for this boardwalk T-shirt, son. From now on, henceforth, I will be known as one tequila, two tequila, three tequila, floor.
See, it's floor, man.
That's one of the various and bevy of reasons I would be a terrible father. I can't fake bad kid gifts.
Oh, wow.
I made this for you. Great. Oh, that's great.
Well, here's the thing. Once you have a child, maybe it would warm your heart enough to the idea of your own flesh and blood giving you something. I'm playing devil's advocate. I don't actually believe in this.
Or you create one of the guys in Mindhunter.
yeah, exactly. Dude, that's another true. Big fear.
Right. That's definitely happening.
I see like some kids on the street and I'm like, you're grown up to kill people.
Oh, sure.
Just you wait.
Like Frank Castle did.
That's right. So then he's got to like truck it back to, where does this movie take place?
Tampa, Florida.
We're back to Tampa?
Oh, we're back
of course
to Tampa.
We're back to Tampa. Where else would you go?
Yeah.
Let's say you have the whole United States.
Right.
Tampa, obviously.
Well, that's the only reason John Travolta's wardrobe makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Where else could you dress like this before?
It's for a tax credit!
His wig is for a fucking tax credit in this movie, man. This thing is not on right. It's not on all the way. It made me nervous. Like, oh shit, it's gonna fall off. Easy Punisher, easy Punisher! Frank Castle comes back. He, like, announces himself to Tampa society, I guess.
That's weird.
He's got like a debutante's coming out ball. Right. I don't understand it.
It's just so like Burt Reynolds will notice him or something.
It's weird though, because like I thought the first time I saw this movie, like, oh, he's doing this, and then it's going to be like this contentious relationship, like Frank Castle v. police, because he goes up to like City Hall or the police station, whatever it is, and he's like, Castle's here, motherfuck. And he goes up to this dude and he's like, this is the line. He's like, oh, it's been 5.5 months.
Yeah, yeah.
No one's been arrested for the murder of my family. You guys are fucking terrible. Peace.
Mm-hmm.
But then he never really matches up with the police department.
There
again.
Apparently is, and I'm stopping only one tweet this time. There's only one guy that's ever seen it. An extended cut of the 2004 Punisher movie.
Is that right?
In,
7 hours long.
Wherein the guy from the beginning, the guy who throws up the surprise party, is like dirty, I guess. And maybe he's the one that gives Will Patton the Manila folder. And he's the one that like sold him out. And ultimately he winds up like, there's a scene where he kills this guy or something.
Yeah. You gotta leave at least the first part of that in. That's how he gets the information then.
Oh, so you want it to be longer, huh? That's what you want now?
No, you put that in, cabin, and then you fucking take out some other shit.
Any Rebecca Romijn, Ben Foster scenes.
Well, this thing was already cut to fucking ribbon. This was 3 hours long in the first cut.
How did you make a 3 hour long Punisher movie?
You saw all of that witch doctor shit, I guarantee you that, and they wanted to start the movie in Kuwait.
Maybe it was
Oh, you're getting like his military service?
Yeah, that was more what they were trying
to
do.
He went up against Saddam?
Yeah, it was him. Super Saddam.
No, I would
Super Saddam.
Well, he's a superhero,
canon?
So.
Yeah, no, it was when like that doc fell on Saddam Hussein, but the ooze had already gotten into his blood.
Right.
And then he stood up and he became Super Saddam.
Are you sure
gotta
you're not thinking of
you got to stay through the end credits of Hot Shots as well.
I was going to say, are you sure you're not thinking of Hot Shots Part 2?
And his hat is enormous.
My question is that 3 hour cut, is it like basically just them like doing a Castle roll call at in Puerto Rico, like Uncle Don, Cousin Timmy, and then like the rest
Cletus.
Of the movie.
It does that, what was that, like, old Simpsons
thing? Come on, Jody, Crystal, Buford, it's, Howard, Morgan, Lee. Yeah, that joke.
It's like the announcements at a wedding. Each one like has their own music.
Uncle Sam.
Not that
Uncle Sam, you true patriot.
But that's the question, is like, that should be the rest of the movie, is him being like, all right, this one's for Uncle Joe. all right, we got Uncle Joe. He's been avenged. We still got little C.
That would be actually interesting if you had a list like that. And yeah. It's blood for blood, right? Yes. Ear for an ear. Well, so he has to kill the equal amount of people.
I think there's a lot of death math going on in that equation. Because like,
yeah, you need death math.
The wife and the kid, clearly at least five people have to die for each of them.
You think so?
In Punisher math, so, I feel like that's what's going
on. Okay, so like... All right, so like a wife is like times five.
Yes, the kid times three.
Interesting, okay, yeah.
Welcome back to Punisher Math. Your mom has purchased you this 2003 CD-ROM game, and we're going to figure out how to do fractions because everything else has failed.
First of all, guns are great.
Okay, so five corpses are exploding out of Cleveland at 55 miles an hour, while seven corpses are exploding out of Chicago. How many get on it? How many pieces get on? Never mind.
How many bodies can you disappear from that equation?
So, in order to get John Travolta's attention, Frank Castle robs the mafia and throws all their money out a window?
Because apparently John Travolta's whole gimmick is he's a money launderer for the Cuban mafia.
Right. Oh, that's that other like beefcake that he's friends with. Yeah.
The Toro brothers.
Oh man, Kevin, you were paying attention.
I had to write an article about all these fucking Punisher movies like a year ago.
Yeah.
And I just remember
in advance of this show.
Way before this.
Got a journalist in the house.
So yeah, he breaks into his bank. He throws out a bunch of money. He also winds up killing two of his henchmen. One is the guy who looks like stuntman Dean Stockwell, who I've seen in a bunch of shit.
Dean Stockwell.
The ball. He's got a cue ball head. Yeah, I don't know his name, but yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
There's one goon working for John Travolta's movie, and Steve is the only one who will appreciate this. He looks like fucking Rob Ryan.
Oh, Rex Ryan's brother. Yes.
Yeah,
Flowing
wizard locks.
Also known as Fat Chris Christopherson.
Fat Gandalf, depending upon which meme you're looking at.
I was hoping you didn't have it. People listening didn't see the blank expression on your face when you said, what was it, Ryan Rob?
Rob Ryan.
Rob Ryan.
So Rex Ryan,
that fat oaf that coaches football.
With the foot fetish, he's got
a foot fetish?
Oh, dude, there was a foot fetish video that got
leaked. Wait.
Dude, all right, let me set the scene. Okay. It's a field somewhere, probably in Jersey. There's an SUV.
Oh, yeah.
And a lady's feet are dangling outside of the driver's side window. In comes NFL coach Rex Ryan, playing the role of a police officer.
Oh, shit. You tailgating here, young lady?
Excuse me, ma'am. No. You seem to be having car trouble with your feet
out the window.
He
made a porno?
It's like a foot. It's not a sex tape. It's like a foot fetish tape. I don't think they get to fucking on camera.
I mean, amateur foot porn. It's almost exactly this I'd imagine.
He's just basically like, oh, those little toes got to go somewhere.
Are you serious? Yeah.
He's basically making a video he can pleasure himself to later.
The term little toes comes up at least once.
And the NFL paid for this?
Yes.
Was this like played during a game?
Executive producer Roger Goodell.
Well, no one saw that movie Concussion, but that's what it's about. It's Will Smith trying to get to the bottom, following the money. Tell the truth.
It was your foot.
Just yelling at Rob Ryan.
Everybody's saying, no, it's not real. It's not real. It's on the internet.
The failing NFL has a foot fetish. They're always getting on their knees and showing their toes.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, he kills her. I mean, there's more boring action. At some point, The Punisher moves into a Skid Row apartment building, which makes no sense.
No, none at all. And he's, like, working on his fucking Punisher supercar, which you can keep.
I mean, where is it? This apartment is, like, six apartments big. You know what I mean?
I thought it was a thing, though. Is it?
It's Tampa.
To me, it looked like... a farmhouse where everybody had a room, and then they outfitted every room to have a kitchen.
It looks like the house from Only Lovers Left Alive. It's out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, it totally does.
And there's no landlord. Where's the guy who's paying for a lot of shit at the end of this?
There's that, and it's only three people in it, plus Frank Castle. He never, like, gives a name or has to, like, you know, give it a deposit or anything.
Right, yeah.
It's like, oh, is it cool if I... And you know you're given the security deposit, but you know you're never getting it back, so that's kind of a drag to the Punisher.
And so while this is all happening over at Howard Saint's side of the arena, we're starting a whole thing with Quentin. Like they do a Frank Castle does a rundown of all of his number twos. Essentially.
Well, he picks up the guy from Ocean's 11, and he like. This is the topless scene where he pretends he's going to burn him alive, but he uses an ice popsicle on his back, which actually is my fetish. I didn't know until I watched the movie. Yeah.
Right. That's the only way Steve can shoot is if you hang him upside down with his shirt off and start cooking a steak behind him and then poke him in the spine with a popsicle.
I've orgasmed one time.
And it has to be cherry.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got to pop that shit. It's like a George Costanza thing.
Yeah, we can only fucking get horned up with the sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you get an erection while hanging upside down?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You think so?
If anything, the blood goes there quicker. Mm-hmm. I think what would you really? Do?
You're going to go into your head. What are you talking about? That head.
Well, both of them. You ever see like in those movies, all of them?
Pornography?
Like, yes. No. But
acrobatic pornography.
Regular ones, too, where it's like, oh, man, this guy is like a tough dude. So he's doing like... sit-ups hanging upside down.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah.
That's all just fucking...
Are you just talking about that scene in Batman?
Batman? I saw Rob Lowe do it once. I know that much. And that's all about self-stimulation.
Okay. I mean, yeah, maybe.
It's like David Carradine.
Oh.
But in this, he gives up the information on all of his number twos and all of his number threes and all of his Stratego pieces. And he gives up all this information.
Right.
And we find out, this is when you find out that Will Patton Quinton is like a closeted homosexual, which I believe, and tell me if I'm wrong, anyone here, is this the only gay person that's ever been in a Marvel movie ever?
I think you're right.
I'm trying, like, tell me of any gay character in any, like, TV shows not in.
None of the new movies have anything?
I don't think they have I'm racking my brain for a gay character. I can't think of one.
I think you're right. I think it's crazy that they haven't done it yet.
Exactly. That's a failure on these MCU films.
So Punisher has all this information and everything. All right, we got to get to this. We sort of started touching on it, but the neighbors. So it's Rebecca Romijn, and then you have Ben Foster and John Panette, RIP. These characters are so fucking obnoxious and useless.
Yeah.
It's driving me crazy. Why are we having a cooking montage?
I don't know.
Don't ask that
that's
question.
This is for the 3-hour runtime, and this survived.
I thought one of these dudes was going to turn out to be Microchip.
Or dead. Like, why doesn't any
of these... That's better. I like that one.
That is a good idea. For a second, I thought you said Mike Roadship. And I was like, holy shit, that sounds like a cool superhero. It's Mike Roadship.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's got, like, a car that's also a spaceship.
You're on your way. You're getting the character together.
It's something.
And, like, it's Rebecca Romijn is, like, a recovering alcoholic who listens to Seether all day, which is just not fun.
Not good. Not good. Stained as well.
Listens to Seether. I thought you said Caesar. I was like, the fuck is that? Yes, she does listen to a lot of Seether.
He was a former head of state of Italy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, Frank Castle's the guy who likes Stained. He listens to a lot of Stained.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And Caesar was stabbed in the back just like Roy Scheider.
Over a matter of $80. I owe you too, Brutus. Yes.
Et tu, Howard Saint?
And there's so much shit about like these fucking neighbors trying to make friends with him. They have an outright Thanksgiving dinner.
This makes no sense. Frank Castle is a horrid neighbor. He's outside on his car all day, cranking the tunes and fucking revving the engine.
Yep.
He's got the steel plates everywhere. He's making a trap, like a Devil in the White City murder house in his apartment.
But, you know, I think actually what's happening is, like, Rebecca Romijn's like, that's pretty hot. And then the other two guys are like, I think that's pretty hot. Like, they're all, everyone's trying to figure it out with Frank Castle. He's walking around with his shirt off.
And they're all just such desperate losers that they all just want to be friends with him.
Sure.
Oh, but they paint them. And, so, like, fucking Ben Foster is pierced, what, 10 piercings? 10 piercings on his person.
Oh, I only counted 8, but I don't think I got his right ear.
Yeah, that's
another
yeah,
2 sticking out in there.
Two in there.
And,
yeah.
he's a gamer, and he's in like a wheelchair.
That's a gaming chair. Around. It was confusing me at first, too. I thought he was paralyzed, right. But then he's like walking around. I think he's just got like an aggressive gaming chair.
No, dude. That's definitely a wheelchair.
But he's walking around the rest of the movie.
I know, dude. That's why this movie's fucking terrible. This is an obnoxious character just sitting in a wheelchair for shits and giggles.
It's made to illustrate how gamers are actually paralyzed because their lives are useless.
Oh, man.
Right? I think it's trying to say something.
You're talking about like you spend so much time sitting down, like you might, you know,
exactly.
You're taking your legs for granted.
Exactly.
Now, this movie's not saying that. And this was just like, we need a chair for Ben Foster to sit in. And somebody in the prop department was like, I don't know, I got this rickety wheelchair.
And Bumpy or Bumpo or whatever the fuck his name is. Bumpo. All he does is cook.
Wait, I'm sorry. John Panette's name is what?
Bumpo.
Wasn't Bumpo that pink elephant thing that got murdered in Inside Out?
No,
Richard Kine did the voice for?
Yes. No.
I don't think this is Bumpo, though. Bumpo canon?
He is. He is in the
Garth Ennis. Is he a disgraced clown? Like that makes sense.
Bumpo the clown.
Yes. That
and,
like
and then like he befriends Frank Castle, but then like you know, like like 5 issues in, he finds like the fucking child graveyard in the basement.
Of course, yes. Right? Yeah, that's the thing. This Bumpo needs to be a child murderer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, that's why he's cooking all the time.
Now he's cooking kids.
Yeah, he's making a good sauce.
That would be
a ragu.
That would be a good like sort of ending of this movie. Is he finds out all of them are murderers, and he needs to sort of like, well, if I'm gonna be the Punisher, I can't have friends, and he burns them all alive.
Yes, I would totally buy that. Mm-hmm. I'd be happy to see that happen.
Like just the end credits. Is just like a static shot of Bumpo burning alive.
It's like those like HD fireplaces.
Yeah, but it's just Bumpo just... being thrown onto the fireplace, and he's like, and he's like melting.
Goes.
He's like melting because he's heavy set. And he's just like,
they play his favorite Pavarotti song as he goes.
Yeah,
I would love that.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they invite him over for. So, like, oh, no, the first thing that happens is, like, I mean, a lot of stuff's going on. There's a lot of bullshit, like, henchmen. There's one, like, Johnny Cash henchman that shows up for no reason.
Oh, Harry Heck? Yeah. Dude, there is a fucking musical number in this movie. Now, first of all, if this wasn't an assassin, this is still inappropriate. They're at a diner, and this Johnny Cash lookalike just starts singing a tune.
But it's like fucking just... Las Vegas in Blade Runner 2049. It's the only 3 people in the diner are them. Like, she's working, and those 2 are there, and no one else is there except that fucking dog.
This is just like, I like Robert Rodriguez movies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're totally right.
Yeah, because in reality, I mean, this starts happening, like, everybody's like, I'll pay for my meal now. Yeah, I'm just going to get out of here.
Like, don't start singing in a diner. Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to eat eggs.
In time we all will burn away everything ever do.
Here's your
day.
Dollar. Shut the fuck up.
Wait, where's everybody going? I got to kill that man. I got to kill him. No, God damn it.
Are you unsettled? Oh, shit. Can I get a dollar?
You know, they say all the world's a stage. I think it's all an open mic.
This dude has an amazing end, though, because Frank Castle pulls out a knife and the blade shoots into this dude's neck.
Yes. Well, he's
it's fantastic.
What was that? We need a scene of them making that knife.
Well, you see him making a bunch of stuff, but you're right. You don't see the knife. That's maybe a deleted scene, which is because he's like, oh, nice. Bringing a knife to a gunfight. It's like, oh, that's a line from The Untouchables.
Right, now this is after this dude instantly destroys his Punisher-mobile that he spent 5 years making.
Yeah, this Punisher-mobile.
It's gone.
With the fucking, like, steel goes over the windows like it's Angel's car, blocking out the sunlight because Punisher's a vampire, too.
It's possible.
And now that's Angel from the TV show? Or
yes, Angel from the Buffy spinoff.
Not Clarence.
well, if he's shooting angels, I don't put a vampire Punisher above them. They've done it at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Wait, so the Punisher in that story was actually shooting angels?
Yes, or devils and demons and stuff. Maybe he was working for angels.
Oh, man. That's,
somebody read it.
That's really dumb.
Is it I, Frankenstein?
Mm-hmm.
There's some line around here where Travolta is meeting with this Cuban mafioso dude, and he's like threatening this guy or whatever, and he's like, I have more guns than you.
Yeah.
Great Travolta line reading here.
And then Will Patton's like,
No, we don't. We really don't. Stop saying that.
All right, I got to level with you. We got like no guns left.
Oh, also that Thanksgiving invitation is fucked up because like earlier in the film, Rebecca Romijn's got some sleazy, abusive ex-boyfriend who comes threatening her. So Punisher goes over and like scares this dude away and whatever. So then later, like Ben Foster comes to the door and he's like, that guy is back.
Yeah.
And Punisher's like, all right. He gets all like mentally prepared to go kick some ass. And then they're like, surprise, it's Thanksgiving. I would start punching people in the throat. It's like, well, I came here ready to hit. Gotta hit somebody.
Come here, Bumpo.
So, Bumpo.
Oh, Bumpo.
So then, I mean, look, here's the thing. Is what I want is scenes where, like, it's John Travolta talking to Will Patton. He's like, get me the singing guy. And that doesn't work. I was like, I can't believe he killed the singing guy. Well, get me Kevin Nash, motherfuck.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, those scenes don't happen. These guys just kind of materialize out of thin air. But and they know where he is. And it's like, why is it John Travolta like, all right, how about I send, like, 10 guys?
Yeah,
and nobody fucks around. They just shoot him in the fucking head.
Why are we doing this one at a time shit like it's a fucking martial arts circle?
Exactly. Hey,
like, everybody just beat them to death.
Bring me everyone.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
You already killed 70 people. It's not like you were worried about that.
So Will Patton gives the order to bring in the Russian.
Oh, right.
Which is WCW superstar Kevin Nash.
Dressed up like Popeye. Like,
yeah, dude. He looks like a juiced Popeye.
I know this look works in the comic book.
Yeah.
But it doesn't in real life.
No, dude. All of a sudden, a cartoon is in this movie.
Yeah, and it, you know what? And it's the best part of the movie.
This is a good fight scene.
Well, it's the best part of the movie,
I think. Because it's like cartoonish. Like this is like a Popeye Bluto fight that's
going on. I remember seeing this movie in the theater, and when this part was going on, I was fucking howling. I was entertained, but I was howling. It wasn't like, oh man, this is a tense fight. I was fucking laughing my ass off.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't a full moon.
My God, with the fucking dad jokes.
And of course, we have to keep on cutting back to them singing opera and cooking while the fight is happening.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude, I was tearing my hair out.
Because like, Frank Castle is like, I'm leaving. And everyone feels bad. And like Rebecca Romijn's like, oh man. And they're like, what if we danced for you? And it's like, somebody fucking turn a TV on and go to sleep.
Bumpo needs to be bumped off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, this gag of like, I can't hear this brutal building destroying fight going on because I'm blaring opera.
Yeah.
Shut up.
A grenade goes off and they keep going.
They're like, oh, did anybody feel that? Nope, let's keep going. As if this was in like some, you know, like ironclad building and not just a rickety farmhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like a grenade goes off. There's a bunch of stuff that happens.
He's fighting with a barbell for a while. He like crushes a gun with a barbell.
Oh, yeah, that's actually pretty cool. Punisher's going to shoot this dude and Kevin Nash just like barbells the barrel of the gun. Not bad.
How about give the Russian a gun? Like, you know what I mean? Like give him one gun and then he holds him down and boop, boop.
Like, sure. He is a former Russian wrestler, whatever this guy's backstory is. But also, he's got a shotgun.
Uh-huh.
Also, maybe not a tough. Maybe we get a sniper and we put him, since we know where he lives, we put him outside the fucking house and have him just wait until he comes out for his stupid car.
Oh, man, Kevin just had a heart attack and died on the air.
Stupid fucking car is what I meant to say. I almost had a fucking stroke.
Or if he goes to, like, you know, you wait outside the Dwayne Reed for him to get his fucking bottle dye job every day. This, we need to talk about. It's bad.
It looks stupid terrible. As fuck. Why can't he just have regular hair?
Dude, he looks like Wayne Newton.
He does.
It's so terrible.
This Wayne Newton's unnatural
black hair. Yeah. Like, it's like, Castle, are you going out for Halloween with this shit? What are you doing?
You're lucky it's not raining in Tampa, dude, or you'd look ridiculous.
Well, it's raining in Tampa. I'm sure that's a shitty song.
I was going to say, if he had Wayne Newton's wardrobe as well, I'd be way more interested in this movie.
Oh, it's definitely just Wayne Newton's wardrobe, but the cowboy hat, there's a fucking skull on it.
It's just Wayne Newton killing people.
Yes.
Ben Foster's like, oh, shit. He left a black stain on my couch. When the Punisher came over, he laid back. Look at this shit. He's got this fucking couch.
It's like Coming to America.
Exactly.
Oh, he totally throws a fucking
pot, bro, you're leaking into your turkey, dude. you're leaking. You're sweating a little bit. It's Rebecca's still into it, but like you're totally leaking into your turkey.
That's not the gravy.
Oh, he throws a fucking pot of boiling water in Kevin Nash's face, which is hilarious.
Yeah, and this is it's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, then he looks like something happened to him in a Japanese horror film or something.
Because up to this point,
his face explodes.
He's supernatural. Like he stabs him, he doesn't stop. Like you know, he won't stop going. But like once he's like, oh my face,
oh my beautiful face, my beautiful wrestler face.
And he looks like the testicle monster from Double Dragon for a minute.
Yes, he does. It's like Adobo.
And then they push him down the flight of stairs.
Yes, stairs. Man's natural enemy.
Yeah, he's dead at this point.
So then he falls over, and then they have, luckily, the previous tenant was Victor Frankenstein, because there's this like weird rafter they put him in.
Yes, dude, I fucking made the note that this looked like Frankenstein, because like they're in hiding or some shit.
Yeah, because Will Patton and some other goons show up.
Right, Ben Foster gets hilariously tortured.
And this is when you kill Bumpo. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're trying to make a message to Ben Foster or anyone else. It's okay, I'm going to fucking play Russian roulette with Bumpo's head.
Yep, that's exactly right.
He's not touched.
No, he's not.
Fine. They put it all to Ben Foster.
At least throw him in the fire.
Yeah.
Or you were really into this him burning alive thing.
I've just been seeing it in my mind, and I like it.
Or give him a good old-fashioned principal beating. That's... If you see the movie The Principal, is you put a pillowcase over someone's head, and then you work the body mercilessly.
That's right. Instead, like, I imagine, like, the direction to John Panette in this scene is like, all right, John, at least five other people are going to be doing things around you. You just stare at the floor and don't say anything.
It looks like he's called into the principal's office.
Yes.
Not like, oh my God, my friend is being tortured.
And, you know, John Panette had a very, like, boyish face, so he just looks like, you know, like innocently staring at the floor because he put gum in someone's hair.
And man, Patton, he is tap dancing on this role right here.
Oh, of course he is.
What's the line? One of my favorite lines of the movie, really.
Let's find out if we can find out what the true nature of pain is.
Yeah, dude, the true nature of pain, huh?
Jumping, it's like, do you need me right now? Because, like... I'm cool.
Are you? I can't help but see you have an erection there. Could you? Can somebody beat me up so I don't see that?
Can somebody please beat me up?
Oh, you're telling me the Punisher wasn't here, huh? Okay. Then what's that black shit all over your floor?
It's treacle.
Treacle.
So, yeah, he tortures Ben Foster by taking a pair of pliers to his facial piercings and pulling them out one by one. And Ben Foster does not talk. And this is, it's the best line the Punisher really has in this movie, because, like, he comes out of the floor, the secret hiding space. I think there's thunder and lightning going on in the background for sure at this point. It's very Frankenstein-y. And he's like, you don't even know me.
Yeah.
Why did you do that? Why were you willing to die for me? He's like legitimately asking him, and Ben Foster's like, you're one of us. You're family. Like, no. The Punisher had one family, and those fuckers are dead, and that's what this movie is.
Nope, family.
Even the extended family's dead at this point.
The bloodline's been wiped out.
We will find a way to, you know, harp on family values in this movie. God help us. We will do it.
I will tell you, though, Chris, if anyone is ever looking for you and they even show me a pair of pliers, man, have you been given up.
Oh, you have been so given up. Oh, you think I'm telling you where I really am. Oh, okay. That's funny. That's a really funny thing we're doing right here.
The private lives of Chris Gavins.
Trust you to be tortured.
That's
please.
That's
a movie, man. Chris Cabin up to no good.
No, but Steve's right, man. Like, the second I'm in danger of losing a fingernail, forget it.
All I need is some guy to tie me to a chair and start cracking his knuckles. It's like, oh, man, here it comes. What do you want to know?
I'm going to, like, preemptively dox everyone in this room. Just to make sure no one even talks to me.
That's fair.
Paul Giamatti comes in with a picture of a gun. I'll do anything.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So there's another terrible line right around here, because the Punisher's like, all right, I've had it up to here with this harassment. I'm just trying to fix my car in peace. I'm going to go after them now. And Rebecca Romijn has this, like, she doesn't want the Punisher to go, right? Because she loves him or something.
Sure.
He's already turned down having sexual intercourse with her earlier in the film.
Hey, Tom, do you want to have sex? Do you want to put this hairnet on real quick?
I'm not on the set of my hit HBO show, okay?
I just bought new sheets, and I really don't want to ruin them. Could you put this hat on?
I actually respect like him not having sex, because you know every time this guy has sex now, it's like that scene in Munich. Like, you just know it. Like, it's not good.
Oh, my God.
Which scene in Munich?
That sex scene. Yeah, no, it's like, hey, you know, Frank, it looks like I fucking murdered a squid over here. No, so she goes to him, like, he's walking out the door ready to go face the mafia, and she goes, "You're going to die tonight, aren't you?" Oh, come on. Come on with that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why do you care about this man? He could be a serial killer.
He is a, no, he well, I mean, is yes. a serial
he's
killer.
He's actually a serial killer.
Yes, 100%.
Just because you had a fake Thanksgiving dinner with him.
He doesn't start his manifesto till the very end, but...
That's right.
The IRS should be taken away.
And do away with the post office while you're at it.
And traffic lights are taking our information now.
And I'm the Punisher.
The green light goes into your brain and it takes your thoughts.
Recycling's fake.
That was one of Ted Kaczynski's things. Yes. That was one of Ted Kaczynski's things, because everything else kind of makes sense. But when he starts talking about recycling being fake, I'm
microwaves just make you gay.
You know what, Ted? We were with you.
Shocks are weapons.
Yeah, I was with them up to that point. Uh-huh. But there's another dumb thing in this movie I want to talk about. I think it already happened in the timeline we've constructed. But the Punisher's just driving around with a fire hydrant in a bag.
A fake fire hydrant.
And he puts it in front of Mrs. Travolta's car.
Yes.
Takes her car to the hotel where he has Quentin, because he's blackmailing him over photos with his lover.
Yes. This all gets very intricate, how he's like trying to set up the dominoes so that Travolta kills everybody.
So now the wife gets a ticket at the hotel.
Yeah.
And then he takes the car back to where it was originally parked before she shows up. But he removes the ticket and puts it somewhere else. I don't know what that's about. And then he takes away the hydrant. I thought the whole thing was like, oh, this is, I parked in front of a hydrant. This is, but he was just doing it to keep the spot. I thought she was going to think the tickets from the hydrant and disregard it.
Dude, that's what I thought too. And while you were explaining it just now, at first I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? But it's only because I realized I didn't understand this game. Because
it's confusing bullshit.
It's so unnecessary. Like, you know what? You've got a Punisher thing. You know what the Punisher does? He shoots people up. He goes boom, 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 and everyone dies.
No,
yeah, and that's the movie.
He's got to very painstakingly and dumbly try to establish that John Travolta's wife was with his best friend, Quentin. Who somehow he's never picked up. That he's gay.
Right.
Yes.
At the same hotel at the same time, and therefore they're having an affair.
I think in reality it's just the secrecy. Because Travolta acts like a guy who likes watching his wife get fucked.
Sure.
He's pissed off like you didn't tell me you were fucking my friend.
I could have been there, man.
He's got an absolute power mirror room.
Yes.
Well, because earlier in the movie, he's like, Quentin, dance with Lauren. And he's just watching them do this while he's smoking a pipe.
Oh, God. I almost forgot about the nightclub pipe. It's the only time he's smoking a pipe in this movie. Listen, if you have a character, it's either smoking a pipe or not. You're not just sometimes smoking a pipe.
Well, you don't ever just sometimes smoke a pipe.
Yeah, this has to be like Chekhov's fucking pipe. You have to like use it in one of your weapons eventually to kill him or something.
Oh, it'd be great. It was like a Wile E. Coyote pipe and it explodes.
Oh, like he fills the pipe with gunpowder. Now why don't you smoke on your signature pipe, Howard Saint?
Perfect.
Shoves it in his mouth, breaks half his teeth, and then lights it on fire and his head explodes.
That would be better than what actually happens.
I mean, so whatever, man. There's some weird thing with, like, the Punisher. Again, crafty MacGyver Punisher. Uh-huh. He, like, sends up a bottle of champagne.
Oh, very nice.
And it explodes in this hotel room and kills a bunch of people.
Well, this is while John Travolta is killing Will Patton. So basically, like, all of the mischievous nonsense happens.
Yeah, right.
And then, like, He shows up to Will Patton's room.
Does he get the wife first, though? Because he throws his wife off a bridge, which is hilarious.
He gets Will Patton first because he comes to his house. He does this whole thing about, like, you know, oh, in the old West, they used to throw down their knives.
Oh, right, when he's kicking the furniture?
Yes.
You have too much fucking furniture! Will Patton should have been like, you're the one that made me rich. I'm fucking furniture rich now.
His last line should be like, dude, you really didn't know I was gay? Like, really?
Isn't he trying to tell him that?
He is, sort of. I mean, like, he's closeted, obviously. Like, that's, you know, he's in the mafia. It's tough, you know. See that season in The Sopranos. But
that's right. I mean, he's fucking dead either way.
Yeah, exactly. So he's trying to keep that under wraps, but he's like, you know, I would never fuck your wife. And he just kind of stabs him. It's kind of like a whatever death. But he does pick up Laura Herring.
Yeah.
And he throws her off a bridge. And you're like, wow, that's a ruthless kill. And then she gets run over by a train.
Oh, she sure does. Kind of great.
Wasn't that Naomi Watts?
Oh, right.
Shit.
Oh.
Yeah, wait, dude, this Punisher's making you think.
Wasn't it Snidely Whiplash that threw her off the bridge?
Yeah, you do. You very rarely see a woman get run over by a train anymore.
Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, going back to Cabin saying this is the cartoon.
It's cartoonish. It's cartoon. I mean, this movie, the number one problem with this movie is tone, because it goes from cartoonish to grim as fuck within
also,
a second.
I mean, here's the thing about this hilarious train tracks death is like, this whole sequence with John Travolta, like, the Punisher's nowhere to be found.
Yes.
It's Travolta and Laura Herring. This whole thing is like 10 minutes.
He's like, oh, remember our first date? And I'm like, oh my God.
Just shoot her in the head.
And then like, his son comes up. He's like, hey, I think the Punisher's coming over. Is Quentin going to show up? He's like, oh, he's held up. Or he says something like a pun. And then he's like, well, where's mom? He's like, she took the train.
Oh, man. That is dumb.
Did you just kill mom with a train?
are you trying to tell me you murdered my mother with a train?
Wait, can you pick up a train and did you get superpower from?
That's right, son. That's right. Daddy picks up trains now.
So there's a weird, and again, this is very un-Punisher, I feel, when he starts storming the compound,
sure,
getting like the real outer rim security guards, he kills them with a bow and arrow.
Yeah,
is that Punisher?
Yeah, I mean, Punisher will use what's around.
Is that right?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just a silent way to kill.
So we're saying this bow and arrow was just around.
Yeah, at a sporting goods store. Oh.
Dude, that's a deleted scene. As the Punisher rolls up to Dick's.
Oh yeah.
Where's the bow and arrow section?
Oh wait, I thought this was the casino. I am, you know, appearing on that hit HBO show. That's around the same time.
Yes, yes. About.
I think it's right after this. Maybe
this is around. It's around.
Oh,
the same
this
time,
is what got him hung.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
I would like a Punisher versus chopping mall situation.
Oh, explain
it's the
this.
Punisher. He's at a sporting goods store getting all of his guns.
And he gets locked in for the night.
Exactly. And then here come all these killer robots. And now it's Punisher.
Listen, if the Punisher can apparently assassinate demons or whatever was going on.
Yeah, sure.
He can fight evil robots.
Have some fun with it.
Punisher's got it, man.
He's got it, dude.
He's got it over
it down.
Those fucking robots.
Those evil robots killed my family.
Was he ever hanging out with, like, the Avengers?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Wasn't the Punisher responsible for assassinating Captain America in the Civil War comic?
Maybe. I didn't read it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, shit.
He originated in Spider-Man, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think he's a villain in Spider-Man
He started as a Spider-Man
villain. Oh, gotcha. He's like the weird neighbor.
And then, like, I don't... Here's something. On the Wikipedia, it's like, this guy, Jerry Cullen, or something like that. Jerry...
Cullen or...
Yeah, Cullen. Yeah. Created the Punisher. And then, like, Stanley fucking puts his fat face in. And he's like... He wanted to call him the Assassin, but I was like, no, it's got to be the Punisher. And it's like, I don't know, Stanley.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're fucking putting smoke right up your ass.
It also sounds like it doesn't fucking matter. It sounds like either would be fine.
What was kind of great about when I watched the first episode of the Netflix show for Punisher, there's a fuck ton of executive producer credits in the opening sequence, and they kept going, and I was like, does this motherfucker not have anything to do with that?
Yeah.
Sure enough, like the last roll call, there it is. I was like, damn it.
He's got to have the bigger font. You know, the other ones, they get the smaller ones and they're stacked up.
Man, his cameo in Thor Ragnarok is now the worst one.
Yes, it is.
I think I've said that elsewhere on the air already, but it is fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm. There was another one that we were talking about that I think it was one of the Fantastic maybe.
Oh, the Fantastic Four ones are bad. When he's going to the wedding.
That one. Ugh.
I mean, dude, he gives Thor a haircut.
I'm aware.
I would love if he was in this movie where he's like, Mr. Richards, I got your mail. Oh, I've been shot in the chest by the Punisher.
That would be awesome, dude. All of a sudden, Stanley's front half just explodes.
He would have been fun with it.
He would have been like the great-grandfather at the
yes.
reunion.
Grandpa, do you want to say a few words? Sure. I'd like to say is...
Well, there goes my head.
Yeah, here's the perfect one. John Travolta's like getting ready for the last shootout. He's like, all right, get our guys. We got to get ready for everything.
Well, he makes it to the third act.
And then Stan Lee, with duct tape on his mouth, all tied up with bombs all over him, gets pushed in on a rolly chair and explodes.
Hell yeah.
Why is it? Now I have a machine.
they pull the tape off and just, Excelsior. And a huge explosion. Takes down three buildings.
Why does he not have a cameo in this movie?
Well, they said because he had so little to do with the Punisher, but that's never stopped him before.
No, that's never stopped him ever.
No, exactly.
Well, this is before he thought he was Hitchcock. So,
yeah, exactly.
Well, when did the cameos start, though? Because he's not in any of the Blade movies.
Well, he's in the Fantastic Four movies, which is co-current to this.
Yeah, he is in Fantastic Four. He's in Daredevil. I don't think he's in the first X-Men. He's definitely in at least the second Spider-Man. Because he goes, you know... I guess one man can make it.
Oh, that's right. I threw up in the theater.
Oh, that's a bad one.
I threw right up. So whenever Punisher raids this compound, man, he's killing people. I do like this scene.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yes. I thought this was a good sequence.
But this is what the whole movie should be.
Yes, exactly.
It should be 91 minutes tops.
Yep.
And
that's
it's just
the first
a lot
thing.
Of him killing stuntmen. And apparently there are some budgetary problems. Yeah. I don't care about budgetary problems. You know what? Don't shoot these fucking scenes where we're throwing Laura Herring off a bridge and then get some more squibs.
Yeah. Oh, here's my question, by the way. So this is all happening. John Travolta, after murdering his wife and best friend, is like, I have to go to the club! So they go to...
He's trying to find a new wife and a new best friend.
I actually thought he was like, bring out the selection, Jerry! He's going to select a new bride. But he's like, I got to go to the club. Cut to... We're shown the name of this club is Saints and Sinners, right? But so this whole time I'm wondering, like, is this club...
A sex club?
Well, is it in business at all? Because it's just... Every time you see this club, it's just Travolta and his goons. There's no, like, public attendance.
We make all our money on Sundays. The Bucks are playing.
Well, yeah. Like, he's got to be hurt. And I think this thing's closed now because... Punisher's been blowing up all of his money, like on fucking boats from the Toro brothers. So like, right. Or the Toro brothers, sorry. Yeah. But like, and also I didn't notice this, and we find this out later. He also owns the car lot across from the club.
Yeah, so he's a club owner and he's a used car salesman.
Yes, and clearly a money launderer as well. Yeah. So that's good money.
For no one in this room, the guy who owned John Travolta's house in this movie. NBA center Matt Geiger.
Matt Geiger.
Is that HGR's son?
Yes.
HR guy.
Oh, God.
He has a tentacle for an arm.
HGR.
Oh, okay. I'm stupid.
Isn't a big dumb white center. I was just like, I didn't know he had that. He had it like that. Imagine.
Of course he has it like that.
Well, that's what I'm like. Imagine Michael Jordan's house. If Matt Geiger's house is fucking used as John Travolta's murder house.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Michael Jordan's house, I imagine that's like secretly an entire state. you know what I mean? Like,
North Carolina is Michael Jordan's
exactly. House. Like you get the, like, before it goes to the governor's mansion, and it kind of goes across Jordan's desk. You know?
Right.
He fucking hates bathroom rights.
See our episode on Space Jam where Michael Jordan has that hilariously quaint, like, Cape Codder with
it's
the
like
white
fucking
picket
home
fence.
Improvement house. My ass, that's Michael Jordan's house.
No, it's got to be a castle. Like, yes. You want like three castles. It's a fiefdom.
There's at least a turret. There's at least.
Of course.
You're telling me there's no
He's
turret?
He's got serfs.
You have to
work the land.
Yeah.
You have to drive 10 miles from the main road to get to it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Welcome. To Jordan's Park.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, the Raptors are happy today.
Why would anyone crossbreed raptors and basketballs?
They're all orange and disgusting.
These dinosaurs are bouncing everywhere. What a bad idea.
Hold on, I gotta turn Laura Dern's head. She's not gonna believe this shit.
No. Don't dribble them. That's how they get you.
Oh, man.
Luke Longley, freeze!
Just get more fucking basketball player jokes in here. Just an older basketball player now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He fucking makes his way to John Travolta, and John Travolta is hilariously...
Wait, we have to talk about his son first. The son is a great dad.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
So the son, who... I don't know what happens. Like, there's a bunch of stuff that happens. All of a sudden, his son is pinned down by a filing cabinet. Yes, that's right. I was like, was there an earthquake?
So I kept my strength by dribbling this basketball. What was that, Principal Skinner?
Yeah. A pile of old newspapers.
And then it bared its teeth. And then I was done for.
It turned on you. No, he's
clever
down
ball.
He's pinned down by a filing cabinet. And then, like, Punisher's like, oh, you look like you're an in-shape guy. You work out. You ever hear of isometric exercise? And he, like, does this thing where he makes a landmine on his hand. And he has to hold it up.
Right.
And if it ever falls, he's going to die. We don't see it happen, though. It's a good off-screen gag,
It's kind of a funny gag because then we cut to, like, Travolta's running away. And the Punisher, like, shoots him in the back. And he falls over. And then, like, he starts talking shit to him. And he's like, you killed my son or something like that. And then it's like, boom. And fucking Punisher goes, both of them. Yeah. It's fucking, that's a good Punisher line.
There's a couple of good Punisher lines, you know. I think Jane isn't bad. I don't think that he's like bad in it.
The casting is definitely not the issue.
He's a little hammy, but that's the script.
It's okay. It's just that fucking dye job, though. It's like Thomas Jane went as Frank Castle for Halloween. And it's so distracting.
Yeah, it's not good.
I don't know. I think Thomas Jane is boring.
Yeah.
That guy is just...
He's supposed to be good on that new 1922 movie. Did you see that, Kevin? The Stephen King thing?
Oh, no, I did not. Although I will say, after all these jokes, I kind of like Hung.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I think he's good in it.
I've never seen it.
It's Alexander Payne.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah, it's
yeah,
it's
well, Alexander Payne made Downsizing, so nothing's a fucking guarantee.
But I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
It stinks.
All the other ones were good, though.
That's why I was... You haven't seen Alexander Payne. I was born in it.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
That's when they pulled About Schmidt out of his mother's womb and smacked his fanny.
No, I like him in The Mist. He's good in The
Mist.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he is good in The Mist.
Yeah.
Very good movie.
I mean, but to your point, yes. I mean, he's not going to get you into a movie theater at all.
No.
He's a yawn, put the film for me. But
So the best part of the movie is he doesn't immediately murder John Travolta because he has to tie him to a car and then, like, put the car in neutral and push it. Or like slow drive or something, and John Travolta is like pulled past all like a row of exploding cars.
Yes, he gets a little bit of Darth Vader on that fucking lava planet here. Like he just kind of catches fire.
It's called Mustafar.
And then you just see John Travolta's puppet go up in flames. It definitely cuts to a dummy at one point.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
and. Man, a dummy that's made to look like John Travolta, that's a job for somebody.
Oh, that's an extra dummy. Extra dumb dummy.
There. Oh, there it is.
There we go. I left a word out.
And the fire in the fucking the logo face.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's what it is.
I started screaming. I started actually screaming in my living room.
For whose benefit? The helicopter pilot?
Because here's the thing. There's nothing in this movie that lets you know that the public is aware of the skull thing means the Punisher.
Well, yes.
Another level on Punisher math. Learn how to do this with the fucking cars.
How the fuck would you do this? Take a day to fucking plan.
In Florida news tonight, a little bit of a local trouble. A neo-Nazi did a Totenkopf in a fucking parking lot.
Jesus.
Like, I mean, what would you associate a burning skull with? Wait, burning skull? Ghost Rider?
Oh, shit, dude. Sequel set up.
Back door.
No, but even like his son gets him this shitty t-shirt, right? And he takes it as his symbol. This is like a fucking No Fear t-shirt. Like, the No Fear Corporation's getting a visit from the FBI tomorrow. Like, what were you guys up to in Tampa?
I think, and it's actually possibly a short drive for the FBI, because I wouldn't be surprised if No Fear headquarters was in Tampa.
Yeah, the end one and No Fear share an office somewhere.
And then a classic Punisher move right here. It's your go-to, well, now that the job's over, suicide attempt.
Yeah, I got that.
Nothing left to live for. Well, better kill myself.
Well, in 2017, when you first saw it.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe give Rebecca Romijn a knock and see how that goes, and then kill yourself. You know what
Is
I mean?
Is that like Boardwalk Empire like lingo? I give her a knock there.
Well, knock on her door is what I meant. And then, like,
I thought you meant on her head.
No.
Well, he does have to disappear all these people if he's going to keep on
that's
vigilanting.
The thing. Push those nerds down the stairs, first of all. We know those stairs are a killer. And then be like, all right, Rebecca Romijn, either you can run off and be the Punisher's sidekick and we can have some adventures, or you're getting pushed. One or the other. Decide now.
And that's why they call me the Pusher.
Well, actually, I suggested the Pusher first. Someone told me that means drug dealer.
Greg told me to shut the fuck up.
Well, like, Stan, how did the meeting go? Greg, tell me to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you know, everyone's always saying, get the fuck out of our editorial meeting, Stan. You're bullshit. And I'm like, well, come on. Hey, it's me.
Stan, there is no we. I made the character.
Dude, and then it's great because somehow this is like the first time he gets it. And it's like the camera's on Stan Lee and everything else around him just goes to like solid black. And it's a spotlight on Stan Lee. And he's just like, oh, I finally get it now. And then he just walks into the ocean and kills
it's
himself.
Like when Eleven goes to the other side, the upside down. Yes.
Like the weight of his understanding about how so many people are constantly aggravated with this man. Oh my, I'm sorry.
Maybe I shouldn't have told them all that I named Marvel after myself, because what a Marvel I am.
Cue the last 10 minutes of 2001. Oh, and we're
for
out.
Sure, for sure.
And then I invented the Star Child.
I became everything.
I became an old man because I went into an alien bedroom.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he gives a whole like monologue.
Yeah,
like,
manifesto, man.
He wants to kill himself, but then he sees a vision of his wife. And I think at some point, Rebecca Romijn's like, oh, focus on the good memories. Like, you're right, the good memories. I'll kill some more. And yep. She's like, no, not that. I want you to go to treatment, talk to somebody.
There's some line where she's, is it her who says like, where can I find you or something? And he says, like, oh, in the obituary?
No, he's like, read the paper. And she goes, what section? And I'm like, what? It's a Mad TV bit. Like, man, what a setup.
He's like, try the obituary.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Fucking nailed it. Punisher nailed it.
The editorial section. I'm quite conservative.
I'm really, really upset with how these millennials and their coffees, the $10 coffees, man.
I took my friend to a restaurant, and she didn't know what gabagool was.
What I appreciate about the Punisher is he doesn't even own a TV.
That's cool, man.
I think every incarnation.
Well, every incarnation of a desperate lunatic doesn't own a television.
True, right. Yeah, if only you had TV, you wouldn't be fucking crazy.
Exactly. Fucking put on a Honeymooners rerun and shut the fuck up.
Well, I don't know about that, because my great-grandmother swore the TV talked.
Oh.
Like, to her personally.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, she lost her mind.
Oh, well, that explains it.
Did she tell you know James Woods about it or what?
James Woods.
That was maybe video drone.
Well, no, she's not watching that filth. She's watching Dan Rather. Come on.
So he's got this big monologue like, now I'm Punisher, whatever. But here's the thing.
Punisher time.
I think that's the last lines of the movie.
He does this whole like raid at Saints and Sinners and whatnot. No Skull t-shirt. Uh-huh. Monologue shit standing on a building or whatever the hell he's doing at the end of this movie.
A bridge, I think.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Skull t-shirt again. Is he going back to that farmhouse for the t-shirt?
No, he's just buying them off the internet.
He went He went to a Pac Sun and he bought them off the rack. He bought all of them off the rack.
That's how they caught him.
You got any more of these in the back? Because this is only 3 and extra large. And,
I go through them real quick. Like, real quick.
Pretty ripped, so big boy.
Oh, yeah. And then that's it. Oh, he leaves the obnoxious neighbors all of the mafia money.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
They're going to continue this lifestyle. That's fantastic.
That's the thing. They won't move out of that house. But that's what you want, though. You can't just buy a fucking Cadillac and a big coat.
Ben Foster is going to lose fucking his arms. He's going to atrophy to death because you now gave him $500,000 to keep gaming for his life.
That's true.
That's a lot of in-game purchases, man.
Oh, my gosh. That's how they get you, dude.
Shit, man, and that's the movie.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Would anybody recommend this particular incarnation of the Punisher?
No. I mean, even like the Punisher character, I mean, I've never like been super into the Punisher solo. I like when the Punisher shows up and things. I like in Punisher and Daredevil. I like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like when Punisher's like, oh, hey, Spider-Man. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. But like when he goes off on his adventures, I'm like, I get it. It's just, it's a kind of a tired trope, right? They killed my family. I'm going to kill them.
Right.
I think that is, and I absolutely do not watch this movie.
No.
It sucks. But I would say, on your point, what this movie is missing is the villains. Like,
yes.
That you need to get an actual, like, his rogues gallery. Get somebody
they
in
They tried
here.
That in the Ray Stevenson movie, though, man, and that fucking Jigsaw or whatever
but
is terrible.
That movie is much better than
miles
this.
Miles better.
Much better than this.
But I think if we reflect on that for a second, is it only because it's just like hilariously over the top violent? I don't remember him being a great Punisher.
I think he's fine. I don't think he's great. I think Bernthal's the only one who's actually really
No way, man. Dolph Lundgren.
Now, I like Bernthal movie, way better than...
Now, that Dolph Lundgren movie is fantastic. Yeah. And that's what you should see. Because you know what? I don't care about microchips. I don't care about your fat weirdos. Louis Gossett Jr.? Yes, please.
Yeah, that's actually true. So, also, am I remembering that movie right? Dolph does not bother to go jet black? Or does he?
No, he's got jet black.
Does he?
Jet black. Okay, yeah, but...
Because how cool would that be if it was just a blonde Punisher?
But I mean, like, I think he nice. Dyed his hair as opposed to sprayed shit in it every
yeah,
fucking
it
take.
It looked more real than that. Yes, than this. And so I'd recommend that over this. I hate this movie.
I agree with Eric. This movie's trash. The Stevenson one is okay, although I've only seen it the one time. But the Dolph one I've seen like 10 times.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. And yeah, maybe it does get better. This television series, but I mean,
better.
Lord Almighty, those first 3 episodes, I was really putting in effort to stay awake.
Mm-hmm.
You always have like the info on this, Chris. Yeah. Is there already like a second season of The Punisher?
I don't think they've okayed it yet. They probably will, I would say, probably likely. It's like about the same audience as Daredevil, from what I've gathered.
Mm.
So that got a second season. I assume this one gets a second season.
Oh, great thing in that pilot episode when he throws all those Irish hoodlums into the cement.
Oh, that's fun.
That is great. It is making fun. Me think of Rising Sun.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
It's exactly like it.
Yeah, I mean, I only watched 2 episodes of that show, and I thought it was... pretty good.
I also kind of like the Punisher with the shaggy hair. Everyone's saying hipster this, hipster that. I'm like, yeah, you look a little better than him. Also, like, he gives himself this crazy fade. Like, how do you even get, like, a crew cut is one thing, but a two-tone like that, dude, that you go to a shop.
Oh, yeah, of course
you're definitely
is.
Going to a
of
shop.
Course, that's how they caught him.
That's The Punisher, directed by Jonathan Hensley from 2004. If you want more We Hate Movies, check out whmpodcast.com or find us over at HeadGum. Rate and review the show wherever you get it. We would greatly appreciate it. Patreon.com/WeHateMovies for hours and hours and hours of bonus We Hate Movies content. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, all that good stuff. Now, next week on the program, what do we got going on? What is happening with this schedule?
Ooh, a little thing called Hard to Kill.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
Kind of doing this movie.
Yeah,
it's kind of similar.
Yeah, pretty much just with much more martial arts and many more ponytails.
Oh, yeah.
I am not on the episode, I will say. Recommend.
Oh, there you go. Get it in early.
So until next week with Steven Seagal's ponytail, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy. Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.